It's hour number four, this week's Blues Before Sunrise. I'm Steve Cushing. We're down in the alley with both B.B. King and Lowell Folsom.
I'm so blue and lonely, she's as happy as she can be. Well, I'm stumbling and I'm grumbling up and down the avenue. Well, I'm stumbling and I'm grumbling up and down the avenue. Well, walking by my baby, wondering what are you going to do? Give it up. Yes, I waited a long time, but I believe I'll give it up. Don't think it won't be, baby, and I waited long enough. go. And the way that I will miss you, I guess you will never know. We've been together so long to have to separate this way. We've been together so long to have to separate this way. I'm gonna let you go ahead on, baby. Pray that you'll come back home someday. Consider, baby, give yourself just a little more time.
Sugar mama, ain't nobody else got but you. Yes, I'm crazy about my sugar, sugar mama. Ain't no one else got but you. Well, you got that granulated sugar, sugar mama. You done made me love you too. Sugar, sugar mama, baby, they've been bragging about it all over town. Yeah, they've been bragging about your sugar, baby. They've been bragging about it all over town. Well, the bootleggers wanna buy it to make liquor, baby, but you don't wanna sell them about 4 or 5 pounds. Yeah, I'm crazy about my coffee sweet in the morning, same thing with my tea at night. Coffee sweet in the morning, baby. Same thing with my tea at night. Well, if I don't get my sugar 3 times a day, oh yeah, says I don't feel right.
B.B. King and Lowell Fulson trading sides here in our first set. We started with Lowell Fulson, I Believe I'll Give It Up. This is from his first session that was issued on the Chess Brothers label. I Believe I'll Give It Up, September 1954. Also, the second tune that he did there, Reconsider Baby, from September 1954, from that first session. And then Tolan Bell from February of 1956. The three sides we had by B.B. King was Love You Baby from March of 1954, Sugar Mama from February 1959, and the one we just heard from February 1954, Whole Lotta Lovin'. It was interesting when Lowell Fulson came to the Chess label, because there was always some sort of struggle, a fight, as to where they were going to record, and that meant who was going to produce them. When they recorded here in Chicago, the Chess Brothers turned Lowell over to Willie Dixon. I don't believe that Lowell Fulson thought that Willie Dixon had a good feel for the kind of things that he did. And so they did, I think, maybe four sessions in Chicago. But after every session in Chicago, the next session would be in Los Angeles, where it seemed like he was more comfortable with what they recorded. And eventually, I think there may have been something like a dozen sessions, and the last perhaps six or seven were all done in Los Angeles. He finally prevailed getting his way and having the records produced in Los Angeles. I think he was under the belief that he did better recordings, things that were more in the way that he felt, as opposed to what Willie Dixon would have him record. Let's try another set. Again, we'll start it out with Lowell Fulson, and then we'll have B.B. King. Here's Lowell Fulson to start it off.
Every time I see you, I got to rock that beat, rockin' that roll, that what you gonna do? Well, I'm rockin' and I'm rollin', is that all right? Well, I'm rockin' off the street, rockin' through the door, rock to the jukebox, dig some more, rockin' and I'm rollin', is that what you gonna do? Well, I'm rockin' and I'm rollin', is that all right? I say yeah, yeah. I say yeah. Yeah!
I just called to say that we were through, because I'm so tired sneaking around with you. I want to meet you in the sunlight, not in a secret rendezvous, because I'm so sneaking around with you. Well, you never made mine. I was just too blind to see. I've got my pride, so why shouldn't we hide when you might as well be free? Oh, I love you. You know I love you. I wanna tell the world I do, because I'm so should we hide when you might as well be free? Oh, I love you. You know I love you. I wanna tell the world I do, because sometimes sleeping around.
Keep her home at any price. get smart. Well, be careful with the food, 'cause someday you may get smart. Well, he'll treat you so cold and chilly, tell it wouldn't hurt you to your heart. Well, I hate to remember what a fool I used to be. Well, I hate to remember how foolish I used to be. Well, you know the way I used to love you, baby, and how bad you treated me. I used to cry about you, baby, yes, and walk the streets late at night. Oh, I used to cry about you, baby, and walk the streets late at night. Well, if you love me just a little bit, darling, why in the world don't you treat me right?
Thank you.
price. She said, son, remember what your dear old mother said. She said, your friend will see you a little with a hung down
B.B. King and Lowell Fulson, a couple of sets by each. All the things that Lowell Fulson was heard playing came from the Chess Brothers, and everything that we're playing by B.B. King came from the Bahari Brothers and their modern label. In that set, we listened to Lowell and Rock 'em Dead from December 1957. Also had B.B. King after that, August 1954, and Sneaking Around. The one that I knew that did the big hit with that was Rudy Render, but I couldn't find that listed in either the blues discography or the soul discography, so I'm not sure exactly when that was done. I don't know if B.B. had the big hit on it or Rudy Render. I thought Rudy Render had the big hit with it. After B.B. King and Sneaking Around, we had Lowell Fulson and Blue Shadows from June of 1960. B.B. King from 1956 and Be Careful with a Fool. We had Lowell Fulson one more time, August 1961, and Head Hung Down Head was the name of it. And we wrapped it up with B.B. King, You Know I Go For You, from January of 1958. What do you say we have one more chaser, one more by Lowell and one more by B.B.? Lowell's up first. Oh,
right, baby. I'm going to do wrong. You got to treat me mellow if we're going to get along. You got to treat me kind, baby, let me be. Well, you got to treat me kind, baby, let me be. Cause I can beat you doing what you're trying to do. The dog.
Upsets me, baby. Yes, you upsets me, baby. Like being hit by a falling tree. Woman, woman, what you do to me? Well, I've tried to describe her. It's hard to start. I better stop now because I got a weak heart. You upsets me. Well, you upsets me, baby. Well, like being hit by a falling tree. Woman, what you do to me? Stop now! cause I got a very weak heart. You upsets me, baby. Yes, you upsets me, baby. Well, like being hit by a falling tree. Woman, what you do to me?
One more round there from Lowell Fulson and B.B. King. Lowell Fulson, Do Me Right, from January 1955. And B.B. answered with You Upset Me, from August of 1954. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. It's the Blues Heritage Showcase. I'm your host, Steve Cushing. Before we leave the B.B. and Lowell thing, an interesting thing I noted was that even when Lowell Fulson did sessions out in Los Angeles as opposed to Chicago, he brought two Chicago horn men with him. Eddie Shambly was on tenor, and Earl Brown was on alto. So that was a good idea that stuck. Hey, let's change the pace a little bit. You know, I was digging for this record. It was in a big stack that I hadn't gone through in a couple of months. It's Tommy Tucker, remember? Tommy had the big hit, High-Heeled Sneakers. Let's give it a spin here.
Put on your red dress, baby. Lord, we going out tonight. Put on your red dress, baby. Lord, we going out tonight. Gonna wear some boxing gloves in case some fool might wanna find. Put on your high heel sneakers. Wear your weak hat on your head. Put on your high heel sneakers. Wear your weak hat on your head. I'm pretty sure I'll be. Lord, you know you're gonna knock him dead.
does your garden grow? Silver bells, a cockle shell, three little maids in a row, a walking that dog, just a moving that dog. Now, if you don't know how to do it, come on, show you how to walk that dog. Walk that dog, baby.
Yeah, there's a couple there by Tommy Tucker on keyboards and a vocal. High-Heeled Sneakers, November 1963, and then his attempt to do Walking the Dog from March of 1964. Hey, in the time that's left, let's listen to a couple of sides by Little Brother Montgomery. These are sort of interesting because these were made when Little Brother went to Europe, and he went to Europe. He went to the UK and he stayed with Francis Wilford Smith, who had a place, Trumpets Farm. And he would invite these piano players to come from the US and stay at his place. And he would throw parties and have them perform. And he would record them. And these are the recordings that Wilford Francis Smith made. I thought we'd grab however much time allows, two or three tracks. Let's start. These were all done in August of 1960. It's just solo piano. And we'll start out with Mr. Freddy's Blues. And then if time allows, we'll see if we can get Farish Street Jive in there as well.
Thank you.
there's Little Brother Montgomery, A Pair of Sides, done in August of 1960, Mr. Freddy's Blues, and then the Farish Street Jive. These were recorded by Francis Wilford Smith at his home where Little Brother was staying and performing. These actually were issued by Bruce Baston and the Magpie Piano Series. There were two volumes under Little Brother's name. I don't know if these ever got reissued as CDs. I never saw them. I didn't see much. I had the entire series on LP, but when CDs came in, I don't know how many of them actually were switched over to CD. I think I've got about a half dozen, but there's another 14 or 15 that I'm missing. To take us on out of the hour, let's call on Little Brother again from this same session. He'll do the Trembling Blues. We'll pause and we'll be back with our number five. You hang around, okay? All right.